Hey everybody, Kurt Schlichter here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP Podcast, direct from the Hill Country. Is this the Hill Country? I'm here with Irina, and we are driving back from Houston to California. And we're in the Hill Country. Hence the hills. You gotta be louder.
There are hills.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
The dogs
are not disturbed. Yeah, they're just, they are.
They are.
You know, I was named after the kid in Sound of Music.
Mom, I know.
Kurt, the one who said Bob.
Of course he did.
A long, long way to run.
Of course he did.
So we got that going. All right. This is the kind of quality content you look for. Would you? Okay.
What?
Leave the heater alone.
No, don't mess with my side. You have your side. I can have mine.
No, because your cold shit's coming over to me.
Control your side.
I'm controlling both sides. I have taken control of the heater. I'm driving. I also get in charge of the radio.
No.
So we're good.
Man,
it's like 800 miles of Texas. There's a lot of Texas. There is a lot of Texas.
But,
it is. You go through many different things. This is why, you know, Europeans, when you go to Europe, we're going to be talking bad about Europeans. Europeans, we got to talk about the French in a second. Europeans, or Europeanuses, if you don't like them, or maybe you do like them, but go either way. They don't understand how big California is, because you can drive, because we would drive, remember we drove from Stuttgart to like Luxembourg in like an hour and a half. We went through like two countries. Did we go through France at all that time? I don't know. I think we went straight from Germany into Luxembourg. We went up the A5 and, because I lived in Germany for Hill Country Raceway. I lived in Germany for like 3 years. When I was in the army, so drove her in. And then we went back there and, lot of immigrants. Doesn't look like, Europe anymore. I guess France is like that now.
Yep.
What the foo, the Olympics with all the transvestite, transsexual weirdos. And then of course the brave French taking on Christianity. Take that.
They're saying it's Greek bacchanalia or some crap that was a
backdoranalia. A backdoranalia.
Set it up to look like the Last Supper, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's just,
yeah.
And it's so stupid. And of course there was testes. Did you know there was a guy there and his like nutsack fell out? And, there were like nutsack truthers on Twitter who were, about as, you know, that's definitely scrote. I know. That's scrote. I'm seeing scrote.
I know it when I see it.
And it's like, what are you going to do? Dust for ball sack? I mean, you know, it's like, I mean, what, it's CSI
penis?
I don't think, I mean, it was just stupid and gross. The whole thing was freaking dumb. And of course, Mitt Romney was there. So was Dr. Jill Biden. Mitt Romney's there going, this is amazing and great and wonderful. Good Lord, what a sack he is. I mean, is it possible to go back in time 12 years and unvote for that piece of shit?
It's too bad.
Oh God, he's just... But there's just a bunch of conservatives who are dedicated to being sissies. And I write about that in the town hall on Monday, which is when you guys will be reading this, hearing this. Because they're like, we can't talk about how Kamala is a hoe. We can't do that. It'll upset the cat women. Okay. The conservative cat women are not voting for us. Ever. Are not non-conservative cat women. Now look, there are cat women who are conservative and they are on our side and they'll be on our side when we point out that, you know, liberal cat women are oral.
I think Lisa Pasquale wrote a very nice
thing saying, hey, I'm a conservative cat woman. Don't diss me. I No one's dissing you. I love Lisa, but no one's dissing you, Lisa. We all know what this, we all know who he's talking about. It's the, you know, divorced HR director who lives in a condo, whose husband left her for a chick who didn't talk. A mute. Remember when I had a bit called the mute bar as a stand-up? You could go to a place and meet girls who can't talk. It was a great bit. My stand-up was incredible. That's your problem, lady. You guys, you gotta take care of your own shit. I've done enough for you. You know, the 43-year-old, single, public school teacher who, tries to make the kids celebrate Kwanzaa. And then it's like, and then you got the smart ass kid going, "Isn't this like Black Christmas?" It's like, no. It celebrates collective work. What, in bed by a communist in Long Beach? Which, in fact, it was. It was invented by, who was a rapist and FBI informer. You don't hate the media anywhere enough. You don't hate the FBI anywhere enough.
That's so funny, because it wasn't Earth Day, like, created by some guy who murdered his girlfriend.
Yes, a guy named Einhorn. He stuffed her in, like, a suitcase, like a trunk. Something like a steamer trunk.
Yeah, like a steamer trunk.
Which probably took as a carry-on on a flight. I'm beginning to think they're literal demons. People are going, "Oh, these people are demons." I'm like, you know, I don't know about that. Now I'm like, I don't know, demon.
I mean, we're starting to see a definite division between thinking
and demons,
and one side seems to be more demonic.
I mean, there's like, there's a lot of demonic stuff going on.
But
anyway, so JD years ago says, these cat women, they're just frustrated and they just want to make your life worse. They are frustrated and they do want to make your life worse. And I don't see why people are going, "We can't alienate the cat women." Why not? First of all, what's no cat woman who's going to go, "JD's talking about me," is ever going to vote for a normal person. Okay? They are never going to vote. And they shouldn't vote. They shouldn't be allowed to. I'm bad for property qualification. Military service property qualification.
I've said that for a very long
time. Really? You haven't said it to me.
Yes, I have. I've even said it on the show.
Really?
Yeah.
You're based, baby. You're based.
You have no skin in the game.
You have children, you can vote. What if your children are dicks, though? I mean, that happens. God knows that happens. But,
No, I won't like that.
Anyway, so JD says this, and they're, and conservatives, "We shouldn't be alienating people. JD Vance is terrible. Look, he's the worst vice president ever. We should have had Nikki Haley." Now, some will go, "Kurt, you recommended Nikki Haley." I recommended Nikki Haley purely on a political basis. I thought she would add something to the ticket electorally.
Yeah.
Then she completely turned into a giant shit show. And to eliminate, well, I mean, she was a shit show. I've always been never Nikki. I've never liked Nikki. I was trolling people because, "Oh my God, Kurt hates this girl." Now he's saying, "Trump, I consider picking her." I thought she'd bring people in. She didn't bring anybody in. She humiliated herself. She's an idiot. And became useless. But, you know, stop trying to appeal to people you hate, because everybody hates the cat women. There is no one. Look, I want, what do you want? The voters who, one, identify with the HR director who makes you sit there for 2 hours talking about how white men are responsible for racism as well as fire in the wheel. Do you want to be somebody sitting in the audience going, "I hate that bitch and I want the freaking whole department fired"? I want the people who hate that bitch. They're bitches. I'm not there. Why should I soft pedal it?
I've never seen an 80 because speed limit 80 miles.
I know. It's 80 miles an hour.
That's
amazing. Sorry. I know. I'm liking it. Texas rocks. Texas rocks. Do my Iron Maiden imitation. Okay. The kids, they gotta rock, and you can't make them not. Fine. I should have been a metal guy. I could have played the Olympics. But, no, I think J.D. Vance is, I also thought Glenn Youngkin might be a better choice because then you're bringing in some moderates, stoners. I don't know, J.D. Vance, I think he's done great. They hate him.
I mean, I like him, but why do you think?
I think, first of all, he's got great instincts. I know he would, he is definitely, going to be a MAGA. Okay. He's not going to be a squish. He is a very smart cat. And I think he appeals to a lot of, again, I think he appeals to the people forced to sit and listen to some, obnoxious bit lecturing them about how they're bad people because of their genitalia and where their great grandfather came. He's got a great back, but that doesn't count, right? It's funny. It's like, we want to uplift the poor. Well, JD was poor. No father, mom, a drug addict, worked his way, went to Marines, got into college, did really well, got into Yale, started a business. That sounds kind of like what they want, right? No, he's the Antichrist. Why? Because he believes in Jesus and he doesn't buy into their damn commie bullshit ideology. So, I mean, it demonstrates a complete lie. And I wrote about this and I said, JD is one reason Trump could have picked him. JD represents how they lie. He can go to normal people and go, guys, I did, you know, they keep telling you, if you only do this, this and this.
Yeah.
You know, you'll not be a bad person. Well, I did all that and they still freaking hate. They hate me more than ever. They hate me because I was better than them. At their own game. But I refuse to submit. I refuse to give in. And now they're like reaching for his wife. They're going, well, you know, his wife, she doesn't believe any of this.
Hello. Oh, gosh.
You met his wife. We met her. She's lovely. Very nice. I mean, I don't think we know them well enough to know if she really. But I'm kind of thinking it would be really hard for you to be J.D. Vance and have a wife who hates Trump. I think that would be, and I think Trump would pick that up. And I think Trump, if he got a sense that she'd be going, you know, what's really important? Abortion. It's very important. It's ever an issue for me because A, menopause, B, no man will ever want to touch me. But it's important, you know, because it's, you know, demonic. I think he would have picked up if she would have been a problem along those lines.
Yeah, I imagine. So, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think she's probably as hardcore as we are. But who the hell is? I mean, you're the one who's going, you know what we need? Property qualifications to vote.
More guns.
I've only got one within reach of me now. I feel practically naked.
Now?
I know.
It's going to be weird.
You go weird to California and I carrying everywhere?
California.
Bad. And we got to spend some time there too. It's depressing because Texas is, you know, it's vibrant. California, you got a hobo shitting on your wall.
You sure can I be?
Honey. Oh, well, have you seen that, Gavin Newsom's now? Yeah, we gotta deal with this homeless. Oh, okay. Finally getting around to it, Gav. How's the hair? a piece of crap.
They just made us appear on. He had no basic information about their own children.
Oh, yeah. We're also banning parents from learning if, you know, somebody's trying to diddle their kid. Look, 99% of the trans thing is these people want to screw children. That's,
I believe that.
No, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. And I think Trump and, JD ought to just come out, you know, at the debate, Trump ought to look at Kamala and go, you know, you're against the death penalty. I want to have a federal death penalty for child molesters. You mess with a child, we freaking shoot you. And expedite. And have her go, we need to be more understanding because love doesn't know ages. That is in California. There are people in the legislature going, you know, we gotta stop that. It's getting harder to molest children.
Well, didn't they change the law for like,
some freak show thing. Oh yeah.
But if there's a 10-year age difference with a minor.
Yeah, that's some nasty shit.
I mean, it's just disgusting.
Yeah, we need
it. Always that wiener guy, right?
Yeah, from San Francisco. Now, you identify as a woman, right?
I am a woman.
I checked, you are. What do you think of Kamala? I mean, because supposedly women are super excited about her womanness again. Well, they were also excited about Geraldine Ferraro's and Hillary Clinton's and Nikki Haley's. You chicks, you know, if there's a vagina involved, you guys are psyched, right? You don't think so?
I think I have not. I've seen have friends seem to be
really.
Yeah.
What do they say?
Oh, they're excited.
Well, I mean, what do they say?
Oh, they're excited that Kayla Iris is live out heat.
Why?
Because she's a woman. And more important than ever to vote because, you know, women's rights are going to be.
Which rights?
They never say. I think they believe that they're going to try, Trump is going to try to make abortion illegal all over the country or something.
Didn't he already say it, but I don't.
Why
are they so freaking into abortion?
I don't understand.
It's weird. It's not like a lot of them have kids. Some have kids.
No, these are women who have kids who are saying this stuff. But then also, I'm like, did you not hear about the gutting of Title IX? How they pretty much made it so that, you know, a trans boy essentially has the right to play in girls' sports. I mean, they destroyed it. It destroyed the whole, the everything about it.
There's some woman, there's some female team in Hawaii that's half dude.
Yes, exactly.
It's a freaking joke.
Stripping women of their rights for these men.
See? And it's women's fault. Because women put up with this shit.
Yes. But these are the same women who are saying, oh, it's more important now than ever to vote because of women's rights, but they don't really give a shit about women's rights.
No, they don't. It's all about Marxism and what? They don't have a religion and they fill it up with this communist bullshit. They fill their souls up with communist bullshit. I get back to the demonic thing. They are influenced by demons. I don't think there's any questions. There's a lot of hills and trees here.
It's very pretty.
It is pretty. Pretty flat. Well, not flat, but pretty, the road's pretty straight. I like how they're just like straight road.
It's a very nice road. Well paved.
We're getting there. We're making progress.
Anyway, I keep seeing that. And then, one lady said, oh, all these people who are posting anti-Harris nonsense on Facebook, I know I'm unfriending. I thought it was funny.
I was like, okay.
Your lame bitch doesn't have please, lame bitch.
Do.
Fucking friend. Were any of them conservative before?
Probably not. These are all California.
Okay. So she's won the votes of the people who are going to vote for Joe Biden anyway. Okay. Good job. The polls, which is some of these women don't get. Oh, it's a sex joke. The polls with two L's, are not particularly great for Kamala Harris. She's still losing. She's gone up a little in comparison to Trump, though Trump's also gone up.
She's raised quite a bit of money, though.
Yeah, she weighs like $85 million, and that's not nothing. That's not what Trump got a lot more. But here's the thing. I don't think that money was sitting on the sidelines. I think it was rested on the sidelines until Biden got out, but I think that was coming in anyway. So I don't think that's new money, although there may be a lot of campaign shenanigans going on. Meaning foreign money making donations in the name of other people.
Sure. Probably. Okay. What? And why do you think that?
Well, there's been some reporting, and there's, you know, there have been some people caught or found by conservative reporters going, I didn't make any
donations. Oh, really? Oh, they're doing it here. Okay, so here the AP, Associated Press, right now says Harris raised $200 million in
the
first week of White House.
Okay, that's a lot of money. I don't know if it's true.
And signed up 170,000 volunteers.
Okay. I do think, first of all, I knew she was going to raise money. I knew she'd get a bump. I knew there would be some manufacturing excitement. I don't know how much of any of that I believe. About the money?
Yeah.
That is respectable money. I don't know how much new money it is.
Just checking my email. Go on.
But, I'm sorry. Am I earning a living getting in the way of your... I'm a hideous crow.
See, I'm not going to run for president.
Here, why don't you put your phone away and focus on this? Okay, that's like your all-purpose thing. What are you doing? Deleting emails. Why don't you start unsubscribing this shit?
Well, some of the stuff I actually want to look at later, so.
So you delete it and then go look at it. And I look at when you Town Hall VIPs email me, when I see it, I respond. I get a lot of them. So it's very rare when I write back a lot, but I'll like, oh, good point. Hey, thank you. Whatever. I do try and read it.
Okay.
Sometimes I miss it. Everyone's like, you never responded to me. Oh my gosh. And there are people who made me sad. They'll be like reaching out to me on Twitter or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, Kurt, I've got this great idea about, you know, how to win politics. Would you like my brochure? And it's like, no, I appreciate what you're doing, but I literally have no time to drop everything and read somebody's 20-page manifesto about how liberals are bad. I get it. It's like, I'm not dissing you on purpose. I got to focus time on you. These dogs back here aren't going to dog themselves. Yes, I've got to write. And we're writing a book together.
Yeah.
We've been talking about it a little bit. We haven't really talked a lot about it. I don't know how we're actually going to mechanically do it. You know, is it like, all right, chapter here, you have a chapter. I don't know. I don't know if that's...
Top of the door.
I have to work that out.
Storyboard this.
Story? Well, make that shit up as we go along. You're just saying words. I may drop the book I'm writing.
Oh.
I may, because...
Go back to it.
I can go back to it later, but the problem is, you know, it's related to the attack. The problem is, I'm going to, like, get, like, 90% done with it, then the attack's going to happen, and I'm going to have, a book I can't use. And, oh, yeah, America's going to suffer millions of casualties. By the way, hopefully Lebanon's flat by now. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So tell us more about that.
Well, they killed a bunch of Druze kids. Druze are a kind of a tribe, an ethnic group. They're Muslim, and they live all over the area, and some are Israeli, Some are Syrian but live in Israel and haven't taken Israel citizenship when Israel took the Golan Heights. Some live in Syria. Some live in Lebanon. And, you know, they make up a lot of fighters. They're very tough. They're Druze in Israel, the IDF. And they're, you know, they're tough cats.
They wear those hats, right? They're like circular.
I don't know. I'm not like a Druze expert. But, you know, these assholes, Hezbollah assholes fired the rockets and killed these like 10 kids. And if you were online, you saw some of the footage and it was unfucking real. It was bad. I was like, holy crap. I actually warned you not to.
Yeah, you did.
And, and Druze are pissed. And, I think, we'll see if they're men and, avenge, you know, or little bitches who just take it. But Israel has already started. They were mean to Netanyahu here and dissed him. I think Netanyahu should have been, you know, canned right after October 7th. He was in charge. He was the leader. It happened under his watch. And I think he has mishandled a lot of this. Good.
Bilan Esrangeli has probably agreed with you.
Yeah, he wasn't tough enough. If I was in charge, holy shit. Oh my gosh. You don't even want to know what I would have done. Not have been nice. Not friendly. They would have been like, you're the hostages. I'm giving you some extra people. Giving you some extra on top. Just to make up for it. Oh. They'd be like, please stop killing all of us. I'd be like, nope. Give me a hostage. Now I'm going to keep killing you.
Yeah.
There's a trade. You give me the hostages, I don't kill you for 10 minutes. Then I kill you. And everybody around you. Fuck you.
I don't understand how anybody could think Israel's wrong.
Well,
I don't understand.
Look, again, demons.
They are.
Demons. I was telling you, demons. It's demons. Demons, folks. Yeah, these people, like, they...
They're morally illiterate. I mean,
they speak the language of morality, but they don't care about it. It's all a lie and a skit. You gotta understand these people. They are simply out to manipulate the weak. And the only way to deal with them is go, screw you, die. That's it. You gotta just, you know, F you. F you. Right in the S box.
That's where you were named after the kid.
Fa. Fa. No, that's not food.
Well, I think that was you starting to say it.
Ass. What am I, Scottish?
You were little, you couldn't quite say it.
But I don't think that's how this works.
I think your mom was like, oh, yeah, he's probably going to be.
At least I wanted the little femboy who got dough. Oh, look, sheeps. Doe, a deer, a female deer. Bye, gotta go to France, be in a production number. So they were like trying to go, this is a Bacchanalia, Saturnalia.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of pagan weirdness. Oh.
Yeah, you dipshits.
You know, you look at that and you're like, would I want to be part of that? I mean, it's not like hot people, you know, partying. It's freaking mutants. I look at it and I'm like, that doesn't look fun.
The opening of the Olympics should be a family. It's something that's appropriate for family.
Well, it is. The Biden family. All they need is a shower. I'm going to, not run for president. I can devote my time to my family, except for the little girl in Arkansas. It's shower time, Ashley. So gross. I know. She's like, bullet dodged!
I mean, that's sad to say, but it's probably true. Or Jet.
I know. It's, yeah, that's just cool. The Bidens are just despicable. Oh my gosh. See, how many dinners did Joe Biden have to buy to get the tongue back after he, quit the race like the sissy he is? He was the greatest hero. Move over, George Washington. Here comes Joe Biden, who managed to do it all with a stutter and the asthma that kept him out of NAMM, which also hasn't appeared ever. Forever. Oh, he's such a good man.
Oh, that's a lot.
Just stop.
Good.
Could it just...
He's some scumbag.
He's not a good man.
I mean, Bill Clinton's like, yeah, I'm not the worst person who's ever been president. Just a second.
Gracious. All right.
So, Jimmy Carter.
Anything else?
Oh, you want to quit? We're at 31 minutes.
That's it?
It seems longer. We got time, honey. Open road. That endless black ribbon.
Emails to delete.
What emails? Look, cows. Look, doggies, look at the cows. I know the dogs will look at the cows, bark a few times. Cows look at them funny, and they just like leave.
They're hiding their heads. Please make him stop. He's loud in the car.
Loud in the car. That should be my new podcast.
Loud in the car.
Yeah. Loud in the car. Actually, it'd be amazing. I always do. I do shows in the car too. Somebody was like, "Yeah, Kurt, I'd like to interview you on Tuesday." I said, "I'll be in the car." And they said, "I do lots of interviews from the car. That's the only time I'm available in the car." So I'll do the interview.
A lot breakthrough, like vehicular trucks moments.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm like, you freaking moron. Pull your head out of your Schumer.
I tell you, that's how it's set.
I do it all the time. That's how it works. That's how these things go. But, so do you think, I think Kamala has peaked. I think we've been to peak Kamala.
Well, right now. Yeah.
I don't think I don't think her convention's going to get any better. I think people are showing the maximum amount of love for Kamala that Kamala can generate. I think it's all downhill. I think the tongue bath media will definitely, this is the greatest convention speech ever. It was full of light and optimism about how our democracy's in danger if we don't kill more babies. And in contrast to the dark depression of Donald Trump, who wasn't really shot, as ear truthers.
Could have been a glass shard. That's my favorite.
A shard.
Where would this
We could call July Shards and Nards. Because of the Bacchanalia guy with the scrotum. Shards and Nards. That'd be great. What a title. Guys, when you're doing the title Shards and Nards, just think about it. Just ponder that shit. This one's going to get one of those mature language things, I think.
I would hope so.
So I don't think she gets much of a bump out of the convention. I did a poll. 8% said, no, she's going to go higher and beat Trump. 9% says she'll stay about where she is. 50% said no, she's going to fall. And 25% said no, they're going to replace her.
You know what? I'm kind of
with that. I don't think they're going to replace her. The great replacement theory.
Well, they certainly try to scrub the internet for record.
Oh, I love that. She wasn't the border czar. She didn't have a house in the Kremlin. She was simply in charge of all the border. Why are you Republicans lying so much? I like how, yes, absolutely, I will ban fracking. And now it's like, nah, she won't ban fracking. Okay, when did that change? It never changed. She never said it. These are not the fracking statements you were looking for.
Well, I think when you start playing clips of her speaking.
Well, the thing is, they certainly are going to play them on ABC.
Well, I mean, if the Republicans are smart, though.
Oh, well, we're fucked.
Yeah, forget that. Okay, never mind.
Done.
Never mind.
Yeah, that was... Well, no, they are. Dave McCormick did a really good ad about that. And other people are starting to do it. And I think they're defining her. Look, I just don't think she's doing great. She certainly has. I mean, there's a groundswell of enthusiasm.
She's not doing terrible.
No, but it was always going to be close.
She not do terrible.
Well, what? No, well, look, anybody on a major ticket can win, as Donald Trump proved in 2016. Okay? If you get on, you can win. Right now, I mean, things are very, I mean, it's not like he's 10 points ahead in Minnesota. Okay.
Yeah.
He's actually a little behind in Minnesota. You know, which that boy, that state sucks. Just like France. And, but all the other ones, you know, he's just a little behind in Minnesota and or Virginia. So those are kind of the borderline states. The others, yeah, he's three behind in Virginia. Others, Trump is slightly ahead. And it's, you know, between 5 and 2 or 1. And, but it's always going to be like that. Okay? I mean, I don't think... Even when Kamala starts going down, I think she will go down. It's only going to be 1 or 2 points.
Yeah.
So I think she is, I think she is going to, be a,
She's a threat, though.
She is a threat. They got to take her serious. And I don't think anybody.
It's the machinery.
Right. Yeah.
It's the machine.
Yes. Yes. She's actually not as good as her organization. She's actually a problem for her organization. She is a challenge because of the extent of her sucking.
Yes.
Which leads us back to where I was talking about how people aren't supposed to talk about her sex stuff. Does that offend women's?
I think it does, but I think,
really?
I think her record.
Yes, that makes sense. Because I've never heard of a judgmental female about another.
No. Because I think there are so many good things to point out.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I agree.
That just turns some people, that'll just turn them off right away.
I think you, save that for a narrower audience.
Yeah.
Cause, you know, I think some dudes are gonna go, yeah, she's straight up hoe. And, I think some women are gonna be like, you know, what a whore. I mean, that's just what they're gonna say. I'm not calling it. But that's what they like. I think she was just entrepreneurial.
Just, you know, whatever.
I think she's garbage.
Yeah.
And look, people are like, you know, it doesn't matter who she dated. And I was like, wait a minute. It matters to me. I think less of her because of that. It's not my biggest issue with her. It's not the main reason. But yeah, it disinclines me to vote for her even more because she was so calculating and ambitious that she basically screwed her way to the middle. Okay, and I have a right to be offended by that.
It does.
The DEI thing is more effective. Again, I think a lot of people, she is the classic DEI. She's a mediocrity put there simply because of her external genitalia and where her family came from, which changes as she needs it. Sometimes it's Indian, sometimes it's Jamaican, by which she tries to mean black. I don't know, don't care. But I find it tacky.
Yeah.
And she is a quota queen and she isn't incompetent. And everybody has experienced incompetent, and more lately, incompetent people promoted simply because of DEI.
Yeah.
And they're disgusted by
it.
And said I would definitely park on.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think so. But they don't want us to mention she's DEI because that's like a code word for racial epithets. And my response to that is pretty simple. Fuck you. I don't care what you think.
That one I think is important to bring.
It is.
Because
she is.
She's.
Yeah. Because not because of her achievements.
Yeah. Because of her accomplishments. I'm sorry, it's not.
I'm not sorry.
No, it's not.
Screw her.
I mean, if you're telling me that because of the offices she's held, that those are accomplishments, no. You got to show me something that she actually.
She's done nothing. She's a mediocrity.
Not just that she won an election. I want to see.
And she didn't in the primaries. The unelected appointed candidate fighting for our democracy.
I don't know. I haven't really loved that Obama. Are any Democrats upset that she was placed there?
If they are, they shut up. They've decided to play by team. I get it. I understand it. And I think it's hilarious. It's about our democracy.
But they were just stripped of it.
Yeah, well.
All right.
Yeah. Stripped of their dignity. I mean, look, they're just, hey. Oh, I love how it's like, man, her stunning rollout. It's been so beautifully choreographed. No, it isn't. It's all a bunch of jackoffs on the, regime media going, she's wonderful. She's Martin Luther King Jr. times George Washington, who's also Joe Biden, times, who else? I'd say Jesus, but we don't like him. Who else? Who's a movie star? Jennifer Aniston. The angry cat lady. Jennifer Aniston's very mad at J.D. Vance about Project 2025. Oh, did you see the, here's proof that J.D. Vance loves Project 2025. And it's a clip of an interview with Ben Domenech where no one ever mentions 2025 because it hadn't been invented yet.
I thought it was single.
Yeah. But Ben Domenech is just like, I'm familiar with this, because that was my interview and it took place before there was a Project 2025. Get right on it, regime media. Fact checker. Come, check this fact. It's right here, behind the hanging French transvestite scrotum.
Okay.
Transvestite. I saw transvestite scrotum, French transvestite scrotum, open for Scorpios in 86. Nah, that's bullshit. I never see the Scorpions. I was into like the kind of new wave stuff.
Yeah.
There I am. Rock you like Unterkind. Hey.
I think we're done.
Oh, you want to be done?
I think so.
You got 44 minutes.
That's great.
Man.
We're done.
I'm long and strong and down to get the fiction on.
Please end this.
Okay, that is Unredacted Town Hall VIP podcast. Me with special guest Arena. And, of course, Barky and Bitey are in the house. They're actually in the back seat in their dog nest. Go read my new book, The Attack. It's pretty good. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday are my Town Hall columns. What else? Follow me on Twitter. And thank you for being a VIP. We will be back. Let's get the stream of Kirchis this on Friday. And then next week, another issue of Unredacted. Later, playa. Bye.